You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys.
We have a loaded week full of planetary transits. We have a bunch going on this week. There's a ton of Venus alignments, which is going to cause us to focus on our romantic lives and our financial situation. There's a ton of Sun alignments, which could cause us to feel confident one moment, then filled with self-doubt the next moment. And Mercury will be making its retrograde alignments throughout this week, causing communication to be off kilter and also for us to be in our heads more than typical. And even though this is a loaded week transit-wise, the vibes on the graph seem kind of minimal compared. Romance is the highest vibe on the graph, and this is because all the Venus alignments we have going on, Venus will also be connecting with Mars, Mars being in its retrograde. This is going to be another alignment that connected previous months ago. So this should fill the air with amorous exchanges. This should give us a very flirty tone and just an open tone and cause things to be more passionate and for intimacy to be off the charts. Mental energy is intersecting that. With all the Mercury stuff we have going on, we can be in our heads this week. Some of it can be just going over things, trying to understand things, resolving things, but also in a lot of ways, we'll have to be mindful of being overly critical on ourselves. And speaking of which, we have that romantic energy popping up again at the end of the week, mixed in with emotional sensitivity. And the way the week ends, there are some harsher alignments going on, so that can make things kind of difficult. There's also some psychic energy within the air, just going from the 12th all the way till the 3rd, all the way up until the 14th, mixed in with ambitious energy. And even though this is a harder week than we had last week, it will light a fire under us in terms of getting things done. So at least there's a little bit of that to help motivate us, because these harder alignments, they always push us to do the things that we were probably too tired to do or just wanted to avoid or just didn't have the stamina to do. So this will definitely be a week of getting things done. So yeah, this should be colorful. Let's look at the next bunch of days and see what we can expect.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. Monday brings in a few Venus transits, one that can feel foggy and another one that feels more constructive. Venus is going to make a semi-square with Neptune, and when this alignment pops up, we could have a hard time accepting the truth when it comes down to our love lives. So if you've been in an unhealthy romantic situation, this could be one of those things where even though you can feel something's not right, even though it feels like something's off, there can be a bit of denial that's going on there and not wanting to accept the facts of a situation within a love union. Alignments like this enunciate situations that we know are unhealthy for us and the circumstances we haven't addressed because the inconvenience of dealing with the truth is more hurtful than anything else. So even if you're aware of some behavior that's unscrupulous or shady or just downright a situation of betrayal, this is the type of alignment that makes us sit with these things and look at it for what it really is, so that way we're actually confronting these situations. And whether that's confronting these situations with other people face to face or confronting them within ourselves, so that way we can start moving forward. And this is not an overnight thing. As I always say, when I look at these alignments, harsh alignments, they don't happen overnight. They just give us a nudge that something needs to shift within these energies. On that same day, Venus is making a trine with Mars. And this is part two to the Venus trine Mars situation. We've had some harmonious stuff going on with Venus and Mars throughout this retrograde. We've also had some of the harsher ones going on. And this is the constructive end of this. The last time we had this alignment was October 18th of 2022. So since that date, if you were looking to get more passionate about your love life, then this would have been the alignment where you started working on that. If you're single, this could be a time where you're looking at ways to improve the way you date. This could be a time where you're looking at your options that are out there and making sure you're picking the proper choices for yourself rather than maybe the same old, or, you know, patterns that you've had. This could have been a time where you're working on those patterns so that way you can have a solid, consistent love life. If there's been any turmoil in your relationships, if you are already in a committed relationship or in a dating situation with someone. This could be one of those times where you're patching things up and moving on from just petty drama and stuff that's not life altering. This could be a time of reconnecting sexually with your partner and having more passion and intimacy within your relationship. Overall, this is about making adjustments in our love lives, whether we are single, whether we are in relationship. This could have this urgency to make immediate adjustments in those areas, so that way you have something healthy and sustainable within your life when it comes down to romance. And because this is Venus and Mars connecting together, Venus has a lot to do with our income, how we earn our money and our jobs. Mars has a lot to do with that as well, and how we go after that and how we pursue career situations. So this could be a period of tweaking and adjusting things when it comes down to your career, getting yourself ready for something bigger in your life when it comes down to your career. Maybe you haven't taken action yet, and a lot of times, because it's a retrograde, it's hard to take action. You could be making adjustments since that time, since October 18th, in order to get yourself to where you need to get when it comes down to your career goals. The next time we will get this sort of energy will be on March 11th, but it'll be in the form of a sextile. And the sextile is going to be that period of the post-shadow part of this retrograde where we can really take action on whatever we were trying to create for our love lives and career within this energy. On the 12th, Mars goes out of retrograde, finally. Mars entered Gemini on August 19th, then went into the pre-shadow on September 3rd, and went retrograde on October 30th. So think about what was going on with you around those times. What type of Mars and Gemini themes did you have occurring in your life? Mars has to do with our motivation to go after what we want. It has a lot to do with our temperament, anger issues, aggression, sex drive, and other ways we exert energy. Combined with Gemini, which has to do with our thought processes, communication, local travel, our immediate environment, our immediate family, meaning siblings, cousins, aunts, uncles, transportation, and data. So when you have a combination like this in a long-standing retrograde, those types of situations tend to get exacerbated. But with all retrogrades, including Mars retrogrades, it's all about resolving issues in that area. Regarding communication, this could have been a time to work on the way you communicate with yourself, work with the way you communicate with others. Communication with others could be learning how to assert yourself healthily, because in Mars, we deal with assertion. And a lot of the times with that assertion, it can go either way. Asserting yourself healthily is actually being able to stand up for yourself and speak up for yourself. But also, if you're on the other end of that, the other end of the spectrum of that is anger, screaming at people, saying things so bluntly that it's nasty, and just overall being very argumentative and belligerent and things like that. And with combined with Gemini, the problem with this could be intellectual arrogance, because Mars does have a lot to do with our self-assurance. But Mars combined with Gemini, we could be dealing with intellectual arrogance, or believing that we're better than someone, or just, again, intellectually superior. Verbal sparring could have been more revved up than usual during this time. And also in this energy, this could have caused situations where the truth might have been stretched more than usual. Unfortunately, the lower end of Gemini energy is fibbing. It is not telling the truth. And so lies could have been spread due to this. This could have also caused a big situation with misinformation that led to anger due to this combination. So communication-wise, this is a very dicey one. This also has a lot to deal with our thoughts and our perception. So this might have been a period when you had to work on the way you communicate with yourself, or work on needing too much stimulation to keep yourself occupied. With energy levels, we could have felt easily burnt out within this, because Mars, again, rules our drive and our energy and how we move. And Mars being in retrograde, it tends to create a sleepier tone, a more lethargic tone for certain people. And so this could have been a period where you felt like you were more tired than usual. This could have been a period of regenerating, because your body just needed to recoup from whatever you might have been doing to it. This could have been a period of working on your local environment. In other words, the space that you live in, the neighborhood you live in, Gemini governs those things. And this could have been re-examining your neighborhood. This could have been re-examining the place that you live, truly rediscovering your city and reconnecting to your city and appreciating it for what it is. Or if you're on the opposite end of that, this could have been a period of coming to a realization that this is not the right environment for you and you need to find a city that fits your vibe. Because we have Mars and this deals with neighbors as well, this could have been a situation with dealing with obnoxious neighbors, or the obnoxious neighbors seem more inflated than usual. Gemini has a lot to do with our immediate family, so this could have been a period of revisiting some of those relationships you have with your siblings, especially siblings when it comes down to Gemini energy. Aunts, uncles, cousins, a lot of those energies have a lot to do with Gemini as well. But this could have been a period of clearing the air with them or severing ties, because we are dealing with Mars and Mars has a lot to do with severing things. This could have been a period where you might have cut things off with certain toxic family members. Mars helps us take action, and so we could have been taking action in those areas. We could have been taking action on other things too, in terms of goals that we put on the back burner. A lot of the times with Mars, we're dealing with our ambition, and if we had something that was multi-layered, something that we really wanted to get ourselves into, whatever type of goal that might have been for you, this could have been a period of revisiting those things and putting an action plan in. So that way, by the time Mars is out of retrograde, you can start putting it out there into the world. And speaking of action, Mars has a lot to do with transportation too. So there could have been issues with transportation. There could have been issues with vehicles, because Gemini rules local things and local travel has to do with travel with vehicles. So there could have been issues with that. This could have been other forms of travel as well. It's not always limited to car. When you're dealing with the travel axis of the zodiac, which is Gemini and Sagittarius, we tend to have these types of delays and issues that go on. So there could have been situations like that that might have actually halted things, or could have been a period of looking into buying a new vehicle because the one that you have now is not reliable. And of course, because this is Mars and we're dealing with action, we're dealing with bedroom stuff, this could have a lot to do with passionate exchanges. This could have a lot to do with relationship stuff and sexual stuff. So in this energy, there could be issues with dealing with those who have a problem committed, especially with it combined with Gemini energy. There could have been problems with that in terms of dealing with someone who rather have variety, or it may be you yourself that's looking for variety and it's creating conflict within your relationship. This could have been a time of working on libido issues. And so libido issues with this could be someone who's oversexed or someone who's undersexed. And this could be an issue of having to work through those issues and balancing that sort of thing out. And overall, this could have a lot to do with just working on your dating life and getting some order in that, rather than it being chaotic or having a lot of flaky situations. And also just moving away from inconsistent relationships. So yeah, this has been a wild ride, and now Mars is direct. It will stay at its position of 8 degrees until January 24th, and then by February 14th, it should start picking up more speed. So around that time in between January 24th to February 14th, it'll move about 1 degree every 5 to 6 days. So it's going to be a slow process before Mars really, really gains speed again. And through this post-shadow period, we will be reliving some of the things that happened during the Mars retrograde, this time with more clarity, and this time we'll have the ability to take better actions that will help us resolve a situation or move forward from a situation. Mars leaves post-shadow on March 15th and finally leaves Gemini on March 25th after 7.5 long months of Mars traversing through this sign. Mercury is going to make a square with Chiron, and then Mercury will be in a semi-sextile with Venus. Both of these alignments have to do with the Mercury retrograde. Mercury making that square with Chiron, the last time we had that was on December 14th. So this could bring up issues where we might have felt self-conscious about communication back then. And self-conscious could have been we didn't necessarily feel ourselves. We didn't feel confident in the way we were speaking. We felt the way we conveyed things might have been jumbled or misunderstood. Feeling like the problem with Chiron connecting with Mercury in a hard alignment is it tends to cause us to feel like we aren't as smart as we generally are. It tends to make us have a lot of self-doubt in the way we speak and our language pattern, and more or less what others think about us. And even if we know our shit and we're intelligent as hell, we can suffer from imposter syndrome within this energy. So it could bring up things like that where you know your shit, you're intelligent, you're an expert at your field, but maybe on that particular day you were just not feeling like you knew what you were talking about, or you felt as though everybody looked at you as you just didn't have a clue, which of course is further from the truth. You guys are all intelligent people out there. And so the problem with an alignment like this, it could really rev up that self-doubt. So if you were feeling that way and feeling like you came off weird around that point in time, then this can bring those feelings back up. And also too, it can bring in some sort of clarity that you did everything right and you knocked it out the park, whatever you were trying to convey to someone else, and everything's going to work out. With a Mercury semi-sextile Venus situation, this can bring up insincere flattery. This is the first hit between these alignments, because prior to this, Mercury and Venus were traveling so close together that they didn't have any separation. But since Mercury slowed down around December 12th for its retrograde, Venus ended up flying past Mercury. And so now Venus and Mercury have have distance with one another, which is resulting in this semi-sextile that we have. With a transit like this, we could feel as though we're dealing with people who are overly doing it when it comes down to flattery. It could feel like someone's sugarcoating a situation. So whatever the situation is, you could feel like you're being sweet-talked due to someone's intentions, and the intentions not necessarily being the best intentions, more or less having an agenda. It doesn't have to be crazy or anything, but sometimes there are people who speak with flattery, so that way they can butter you up for whatever reason, and sometimes certain people's reasons is buttering you up so that you do something for them in return later. So this energy in itself is funky for that reason, and if you feel like that's going on, set a boundary with the person. On that same day, Venus is going to make a sextile with Chiron. Now, this in itself is more constructive energy. It's great for actively healing things within your love life and actively healing your self-worth, your self-esteem, your sense of self-worth, and anything to do with money noise going on in your life. This gives us the boost that we need to work on those things. So this could be a day where, even though there's some funky energies that are going on, you know, with the Mercury and Venus stuff, you could be working on yourself that day. You could be so focused on what you need to do in order to improve and in order to get your life where you need to be in terms of those areas of life, love life, and career situations, that you feel unfazed by minute things and petty BS, which is always a good thing. It's all about focusing on you and healing the areas of your life that need healing, and this could have you feeling more confident about proceeding on those things and really actively making sure you're setting yourself up for the future to have a healthy love life and career. And with the tone of this, the next alignment on the 13th is going to be really helpful, because we will feel high vibrational, we will feel high-minded with the sun making a sextile with Neptune. This is going to put us in a place where we are, again, actively working on healing ourselves, but feeling like we need more purpose when it comes down to our spiritual ideals. So this could be a day where you're actively working with that in terms of your spirituality. If you've fallen off in some sort of way, this could be a time where you're reconnecting with that and getting back on track, getting more of a routine when it comes down to your spiritual side. And if it's not that, this could have a lot to do with art and creativity. Anytime you have Neptune alignments, especially constructive ones with the sun and Neptune, this could be all about creativity. So if you've suffered from artistic block, this could be a time of getting back on track when it comes down to that. This could be a day of discovering hidden talents within yourself, but this really promotes a lot of creativity. Also, if anything, this could have a lot to do with just enjoying the day and having fun and just enjoying good music and dancing around and taking in good film, good cinema, and even doing things like writing and poetry. But overall, this alignment is amazing for restoring faith back in ourselves. And hopefully this alignment carries us through with this joyous energy, because we do have an alignment with Mars and the sun that can feel edgy in some way. It's a fun energy, but it can be very edgy nonetheless. The sun's going to make a sesquiquadrate with Mars, and this can have a lot to do with overcompensating due to a lack of confidence. So those who are feeling this on the unhealthy end or experiencing it through others on the unhealthy end, this could be a day of dealing with people who are bossing others around in order to boost their confidence, in order to feel better. This could be a very peacocking energy. So we could be dealing with people who are really arrogant, people who really think that they're the shit and they're throwing their weight around and just being braggadocious to make themselves feel better or to convince others that they're better. And if you have the luxury to disengage from those types of people, I know it's not always easy depending on your work situation or your living circumstances. Sometimes we can't always get away from these types of people if we'd like to. So try your best to be as minimal as possible if you're dealing with inflated egos like this, because it can be really pushy and aggressive in a lot of ways. The fun parts of this is it helps us take risks and go out and have adventures and just do daring things. At the same time, you do want to be aware of that, because this could be an accident-prone energy and a very impulsive energy. So we may be jumping into decisions and making poor choices because we want something now, and it results in something we don't want later. So it can backfire. So something to be aware of. The last time we had this alignment was November 2nd of 2022. So if there were situations like that, this is a carryover of that energy, and we can be dealing with this through this period in time. This time there may be a better solution to it because this is the second half of this energy, but at the same time, you just want to be aware of some of the other things that can come with this. By the time we get to the 14th, we deal with an energy that is more deflated than the last couple of days. So we go from that peacocking energy to something that's just more demotivating. And this is because the sun is making a semi-sextile with Saturn. And this could be a day of feeling like the wind has been taken out of our sails. This could be a day where we're feeling like we have to push past a lot of our limits. We're feeling more limited than normal. And with that, there can be a low to our confidence. This puts a harsher spin to things. This gives us a reality check if we have been the type that's been overly confident and arrogant, which, you know, in a lot of ways, sometimes that has to happen. At the same time, this energy can be uncomfortable in some ways. So we're having to push through this sort of energy. It can be a day where we're focusing on everything that's going wrong rather than all the things that are going right. And whether those things that are going wrong are minimal, it can feel like they're bigger than they normally are. So we might have 10 good things that are going on with us, and we're focusing on the two things that are, you know, bumming us out in a lot of ways. So Sun Saturn transits can be very deflating for that reason. And so do the best you can when this energy hits. I will say one thing with the Saturn aspects, anytime we get the hard ones, Saturn has a way of rewarding hard work or whatever efforts you've been putting in. So this energy in itself will pass and things will look rosier down the line. By the time we hit the 15th, Venus is going to connect with Uranus in a square, and this in itself can be a sudden burst of jumping out of your skin. And I mean that in the sense of just needing to break free from anything that's been restrictive, needing to break free from restrictive things in your love life, needing to break free from any type of monotony. This could also be needing to break free from a job situation where you feel like you might have been in a rut. And as I always say with these alignments, be careful when it comes down to this. Do not jump out of anything unless you have a proper plan. You know, this one can definitely inflate that. And it was what, like I was talking about earlier when Venus went into Aquarius and I was talking about the lower expression, it could be a lot of sudden changes. And this is one of those things where you make sudden alterations, but not in a way that's constructive. Also with this, you want to be aware of making impulse spending decisions because you can end up being stuck with something that you really don't want down the line. Also, this is one of those alignments where if you're not careful, if you're making alterations when it comes to your appearance, you may end up getting something that you don't want. You may end up with bad brows at the very worst, or again, purchasing something that you want to wear that doesn't necessarily fit you or look right on you, or it's too overpowering because you're feeling bold and wanted to try something new when this alignment was going on. And so you end up buying something that's generally not you. The fun part is stepping out of your comfort zone with this alignment and doing some new things and enjoying new things, but the unconstructive side of this can definitely be a lot. So do the best you can when this energy hits, because that same day we've got another semi-sextile going on, this time with Mercury and Saturn, and this could bring up situations where communication has lacked a lot of warmth. And what I mean by that is it could bring up situations where we've dealt with people who are overly critical communication wise or people who are cold in communication or say something that's so ruthless in communication it's just disrespectful. This will be coming up for resolution. The last time these alignments happened were December 23rd, January 3rd, and we will get the final one on February 3rd. And I would say by February 3rd, at least with that one, it'll be more constructive and you're able to find a real resolution to some of these conversations that were uncomfortable. Also, this has a lot to deal with our internal dialogue as well. So if your internal dialogue wasn't necessarily healthy, then this could bring things up with that in terms of finding a solution. So that way you're not thinking so critically of yourself. There's a lot of critical energy in the air. We've got some harsher alignments. We are ending the week with a harder note than we did the prior week. The prior week started off hard and ended off really nice with some sweet notes. And this one is ending with some harsher notes. So do the best you can when these energies hit. And I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.